This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I want to start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough? Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Well, we are certainly glad that you're with us. We got a big show tonight. We're going to talk about Kaepernick's shoes and his socks and his stupidity. And we're going to talk about Hillary and how she's trying to kill everybody. And we're going to talk about a huge day in the campaign today. In fact, that Donald Trump is wrapping up what looks to be one of his best weeks on the campaign trail. Welcome to Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. In the month of August, we had a little bit of time to get away with some family, and so we did exactly that. And we are back with you tonight, and happy to be with you, glad to be with you. We got the whole gang here. We're double staffed, actually, at every position. I don't understand what that's about, but anyway, takes evidently twice as many people to run the show when I get back from vacation as it did when we started to go on vacation. Anyway, glad you're here. 888-340-3373 is the phone number. Of course, we're being seen tonight on the great Biz Television Network, Biz TV. If you're on Twitter, it's at Biz TV. And if you're listening to us by way of radio, well, that's because the wonderful company of the Salem Media Group and Genesis Communications are working together to make that connection possible. And so we are grateful for you and for your attendance in the broadcast tonight. It's Saturday night. What we like to do... Whoa, pardon me. I get all choked up. I've missed radio so long. What we try to do is have a little fun. In all honesty, what we try to do is get a little bit past the seriousness of the week from time to time. And what we try to do is have fun. Now, sometimes the news doesn't cooperate. And when there's breaking news on Saturday night, we have to give you what is happening, when and why and all the rest of it. But we also like to have a lot of fun. And the more fun we can have with you, the better. So when you call in and you have your snarky little, things to say, that works really well. It's actually part of the whole secret game plan that we've got going on. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, thanking you for being with us tonight. Let me go to the big board and let's go through what is on tap for tonight. You've heard about the young man, the Colin Kaepernick, the dude with the afro. If you're looking on Biz TV right there, the white guy with the big puffy cotton top on his head, the big curly. That's him right there, sitting down. Now, I don't know what's up with him. Because like a year ago, his head was shaved. It was like, there was like nothing. And then he had this like the half-Muslim growth. I don't know how you describe it other than that. But like the beard and the hair were the same length. And now he's got the full-on, like, I am 1977 Diana Ross kind of fro going on. But evidently, he's not doing too well on the football field. And he is creating a little bit of a problem for himself and for others because he continues to say that America is a very bad, very, very bad, very bad place. Now, he was being given a little bit of credibility when he was just saying America is a bad place. And I disagree with some things that have happened in a certain instances and so forth. Then he started wearing some socks to practice. Socks that depict pigs as cops and cops as pigs. We got them on the screen, but there's these little Porky Pig faces with the cop hat on them. And just a message, just a memo to Colin Kaepernick coming later in the show tonight. I got a special message for Colin Kaepernick and his pig cop socks before we're done. So don't go away. You don't want to miss. That's going to be riveting radio right there, I'm telling you. When Kevin starts talking about cop pig socks or pig cop socks. What do you even call them? Are they pig socks? Are they cop socks? Are they anti-cop socks? Well, they're definitely anti-cop. But, yeah, so that's that. And by the way, tonight might be his last night as a San Francisco 49er because the last I checked, he was third on the depth chart, and the 49ers might not even keep three quarterbacks. So good for him. All right, so that's great. That's awesome. Hope he gets cut. So what else are we going to talk about? Well, we're in that stretch of the year now where you've got two other people that almost every other headline is going to be discussing. You've got this woman right here. Do you see her? She has her mouth open. She looks tired. Can you get any closer on that picture, Nick, for the TV people? She looks bedraggled. She looks, I don't know, run down by life, sick and hurt and weary. But that is the face of a criminal, ladies and gentlemen. That is the face of someone who deserves to be in jail, not someone who should be elected president. And here's why. Here's why. She is gonna kill us all. Hillary is going to kill all of us. And I got two reasons why she's going to kill all of us. I'm going to get to those before we are done with the broadcast tonight. But I want your calls on it. I think she's going to help Iran blow us all up. And then she's going to be called into the FBI to talk about it. And she's going to go, I don't remember. I don't know. I can't recall. I didn't sign a non-disclosure. Here's your signature on the non-disclosure. Oh, well, I had a concussion, and I probably signed that while I had the concussion. I couldn't remember. I can't remember. I can't recall. I'm a mess. So anyway, we are going to talk about why now over the last week two specific reasons why she is going to kill all of us, and I've written about them at TheBingeThinker.com, TheBingeThinker.com. You can go there and read it in advance of our discussion and be prepared. Like, if you disagree with me, of course, you get to go first, so we're going to put you to the front of the line. But, yeah, I think Hillary's going to get us all killed. And then, finally, there's another personality that's in the news, and on the big board I have him right here. This is an interesting picture. For those of you listening by way of radio and not seeing it by way of television, Donald Trump, in his power red and white peppermint Christmas tie, whatever that is, I don't know, the candy man. But he died a while ago. Gene Wilder was the guy that died this week. Shouldn't there be something of pure imagination? Don't start. Some people are saying, well, that's his presidency. Okay, so here he is. I don't know if Nick, you got this, the full picture of this. You can put that on the screen. But he went to church today. Donald Trump got himself up and went to church today. He put on his go-to-meeting clothes. And he said, amen, a few times. And when he did, there were people in the media going, oh, my God, there's a Republican in a black church. How did he get there? That's never happened before in the history of the black church and the history of the Republicans. Now, see, it has happened, but most people are so dumb and uninformed about history, they don't even know that that's happened many times in the past. But in the modern era, they're right. In the modern era, it'd be a cold day and you know where before you'd see a Republican presidential candidate in a black church. So he got his go-to-meeting clothes on today. And he said praise Jesus a few times. I think. I don't know. I was trying to read his lips. I couldn't quite tell. But why this is important, we're actually going to discuss with someone who kind of predicted it in our next segment. So I hope that you'll stick around for it. Curtis Ellis is a filmmaker, a journalist and a commentator. He writes at WorldNet Daily and Huffington Post and a number of other places. But Donald Trump, and here's what some people are predicting. And I don't know how predictable it is. I don't know if this is going to, but you know, any improvement would be improvement, right? Like if you got to think, if you're an African American family and tonight you're hearing for the first time that Donald Trump, you know, went to a black church, that's very unusual. That's not something that you that you often see take place in the presidential cycle. You see the Democrats go all the time, and then you just assume that the Republicans aren't invited. But many times they've been invited, they haven't gone, because I don't know if they're afraid of hostility or what. Donald Trump said, no. I'm going to go to Detroit. I'm going to go to Detroit where people are hurting in the economy, and I'm going to tell African Americans that my economic plan is going to focus on two things that affect them big time, education and jobs. And there's no city hurting in North America more right now for African Americans in that arena than Detroit. And so I think it was a courageous, I think it was a pretty courageous step for him all the way around. Anyway, so that's what we got coming up. Curtis Ellis joins me next. We will discuss a bit of that and maybe even get into some of what Trump said today, because I did find it to be awfully genuine. And that is really, I don't know, refreshing. And I'm not even a Trump guy. I wasn't a Trump guy in the primary. This is all very new to me, like everybody else. Live from New York, it's Radio Night. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
990-1243. As As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Well, that's the music of the Hot Sardines, our house band here at Radio Night Live. Glad you're with us, friends. So good to be with you on a Saturday night. I was off a couple of weeks, and back at the swing of things. Man, do we have a big, exciting fall for you coming up. We got anybody know this thing about an election coming up? We got this Trumpster and this Hillary woman, and they're going at it to try to see who's going to be the most dominant person in all the world. And it's kind of frightening because Hillary Clinton's going to kill all of us. If she has her way, she's going to kill every single last one of us. I wrote about it on my website. You'll see it at townhall.com. It'll be one of the top stories tomorrow on that website, and I hope that you'll give it at least a perusal and look at the evidence that I lay out for you. There is a massive report about to be released in Washington, D.C., not by some political group, but a science think tank that is actually put together testimony from people that worked on the Iran negotiations, and they have actually admitted that they saw us. They know that we, the United States, have given permission to Iran to cheat on the Iran deal. We thought Iran gave up all of their nuclear missile material, whatever that enriched uranium stuff is. Owen, did you think that we gave it all up according to the deal? That's what the deal said. Did you believe the deal? I believe the deal. Everybody believed the deal. You know what these guys say that were involved in the negotiations? Oh, no. Iran oversaw the transport of that 50 tons. 50 tons of uranium-enriched material to Oman, Jordan, and they still control it in Oman? Come on. Anyway, we will get to that before we're done tonight. My next guest is a filmmaker, an entertainer, somebody who has worked in journalism, someone who opines on things from time to time. And he was saying a couple of days before it happened that Donald Trump actually has a platform that should be very much embraced by African Americans. This was in advance of Trump's big visit today, and he now joins us to discuss this. Curtis Ellis, you can read him at the Huffington Post and at WorldNetDaily.com. Curtis, welcome. Kevin McCullough, good to have you.
It's great to be here, Kevin. Thank you for having me. It's a beautiful Saturday night.
It is.
Whatever time it is.
Talk to me a little bit about how Mr. Trump did today in Detroit from your perspective.
Well, he did great. He got a standing ovation at the church, at the Great Faith Ministry today in Detroit, and he got a very warm reception backstage as well. Mr. Trump is making a concerted effort to reach out to the African-American community, which is more than we can say for Hillary Clinton. She just takes everyone for granted. You don't see her out there campaigning, asking anyone for their vote.
Hmm.
She just expects the people will bow down and coronate her and make her president or something. Mr. Trump did a great job. He was well-received. His message is being well received, and as you said in your introduction, it's really no surprise because Donald Trump is talking about jobs, he's talking about economic opportunity, he's talking about making communities safer, he's talking about making schools better and giving parents a choice in where their kids are educated, and he's talking about fixing the rigged system in Washington. Now,
well, Curtis, let's slow down to go fast here, because I want to break this down. First, before we get into the content of what he had to say, how different historically is it for the leading Republican candidate to find himself in the middle of deep urban Detroit talking to a predominantly black church?
Well, just judging from my memory, and I've been watching these races since 1964, I find it very different. The last president I can think of that actually went into the African-American community. The last Republican I can think of was really, you know, Richard Nixon. I can't think of anyone since then. It's sort of, we've been afraid to talk. We accept the Democrats' premise that black Americans vote for Democrats, so let's not even bother asking. Let's not waste our time.
I've always been confused by that strategy, too, because I keep thinking if you're not going to ask for people's votes, you're not going to give them a reason to vote for you. And when you do have genuine solutions to what they're looking for, it seems like they don't have anything to lose by listening to you. I mean, if they hate you, they can still throw you out. But why not go chat with them about it?
Exactly. You know, I think that gets down to something about Donald Trump. Mr. Trump's got, he's got guts. You know, he's an alpha male. He's not afraid to go there and see what happens with anybody. I'm not just go there with black Americans or into an African American church, a black church. Anybody. He'll stand up and say what he thinks and say what he, you know, ask for your support. And if they say no, it's like, okay, next.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what happens.
You mentioned several things, but I want to just highlight a couple of them. The issue of jobs and education, better communities, and, of course, the rigged system. Are these the four areas that African-Americans look at Republicans with mistrust of?
You got to wonder why. I think the big reason African-Americans look at Republicans with distrust is what you just said. No one's ever bothered to talk to them or ask them. We did a poll, and by we, Americans for Limited Government,
okay,
a group I work closely with, did a poll on the issues that are just happen to be the issues that are central to the Donald Trump campaign: jobs, trade, immigration, and people feeling the system is rigged against them. And the maybe not so surprising, but the results are African Americans feel the same way about this as the rest of Americans feel, that they want jobs, they're very concerned about our jobs being sent overseas. Immigration is seen as a way to replace good paid American jobs with cheap foreign labor, and the system is rigged against us. Everybody feels that way, including African Americans. I think these are the four main reasons why African Americans have everything to win by going with Donald Trump and why they agree with him. Schools are part of it. If we don't have good, if we don't have good education, we're not going to get a good job. And if we don't have, and we've seen the schools have been failing everybody,
yeah,
particularly in the inner cities.
Well, I thought it was a particularly cogent point that Mr. Trump made just a couple of weeks ago, that when you look at the cities that have the biggest amount of decay rotting right in the heart of them, and we're talking about Chicago and Detroit and Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., we're talking about, on some level, portions of New York City. We're talking about portions of Los Angeles and San Francisco. But when you look at the real internal portions of these cities where they have really experienced economic and development decay, they've all been controlled. Baltimore, et cetera, they've all been controlled by Democrats, in some cases, for up to 60 years. And the graft, the corruption, the making sure my guy gets elected, but nothing really gets done, paying off the favors that are done in order to get that election to take place. I mean, it sounds like stuff we're dealing with, actually, from the Clinton Foundation on the global scale. It's just been happening in the neighborhood for the last 60 years in some of these inner cities. When we come back from this break, Curtis, I want you to give us some examination of what the correlation of Democratic policies have done to the inner city and why they might be open to a new idea by a developer. Kevin McCullough coming right back. It's Radio Night. It's Kevin McCullough. We're glad you're with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendabite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendabite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
If you're watching on Biz TV, that's a what you call a busy night in Times Square tonight. But when you've got such good weather, as my guest alluded to earlier, it's just a beautiful night in New York. And a great night to have you with us no matter where you are. 40-something great TV markets joining us with Biz TV. And 300-plus radio outlets joining us tonight as well. And every single one of you, thank you for being there. My guest is Curtis Ellis. He's an entertainer, a filmmaker, a documentarian, I think. A journalist, a commentator. He's just a man of all trades. And he is also following the Trump campaign closely and had written about this very interesting angle on Trump, and that is that he's willing to put his ideas out there for African-American leaders in the country to examine. And so earlier today, Donald Trump made his second recent trip to Detroit. Not long ago he was there, and in that announcement, he announced his economic policy, and he has also repeatedly said, hey, take a chance on me. What do you have to lose by trying something different than what you've tried before? And if you notice the decay in America where it's really taken the worst economic output, in these urban inner cities, almost every single one of them have been under Democrat control for some of them as long as 60 years. Having said that, Curtis Ellis, what is your thoughts on whether or not this grand strategy is going to work? Will the people that have been living in that decay recognize the opportunity that this is a solution that maybe they've been looking for?
I think it will. And the reason is, one reason is, look where he started today, in the black church. The black church has been the savior of the black people and has been the savior of America. It's been the conscience of America. These are the words that Donald Trump said, and truer words have not been spoken.
Actually, that's true, Curtis. In fact, let me just, for the benefit of our audience, let me let them hear a little bit of what you were just referring to. Nick, go ahead and fire that audio. This is Donald Trump from this morning, or from this afternoon, at the church in Detroit.
It's from the pews and pulpits and Christian teachings of black churches all across this land that the civil rights movement lifted up its soul and lifted up the soul of our nation. It's from these pews that our nation has been inspired toward a better moral character, a deeper concern for mankind, and spirit of charity and unity that binds us all together, and we are bound together, and I see that today. This has been an amazing day for me.
That's exactly what you were saying, Curtis, but just a little bit of the tone and the content there. He really gave this quite a bit of thought in terms of what he was saying.
He certainly did. Look, it is no accident and it is no coincidence that Martin Luther King was a pastor, was a minister, was a man of God. It was no accident and no coincidence that the civil rights movement came out of the pews, came out of the black church, when all of the material world, all of history, all of creation said, this is how it shall be. The black people, the African American people, look to something higher, something that you can't see, cannot see visibly. They look to a higher power and said, no, this shall not stand. It shall be changed. It shall be better. We can do it with a higher power than all of the power of man arrayed against them, and they triumphed. This could only come out of a church. This could only come out of a belief in something beyond the visible.
Mm-hmm.
And in the decay of the inner cities, there will be a realization that we can make it better. Now, look, let's start on the largest level. You asked me, how did the Democratic policies create the chaos, the mess that's there today?
Sure.
On the national level, no one has been hurt harder by the Clinton globalist policies of NAFTA and China, and let's build up the rest of the world and redistribute America's wealth to the rest of the world. No one has been hurt harder than the black community, than the minority communities. 4 out of 5 Hispanic Americans and fully 75% of African American workers have less than a 4-year college degree. They have a high school degree. They don't have a college degree. The kind of jobs they had that provided for a middle class, provided for upward mobility for them, are precisely the jobs that got moved to Mexico under Clinton's NAFTA and then moved to China under Clinton's China policy.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people who were hurt. So that's on the largest level, that the Democratic Party has failed the African Americans, has failed the black community. Then you look at the local level. The Democratic policies have largely, not to be too harsh about it, but I'm going to just tell it the way it is. It is a materialist, almost a godless philosophy of materialism that believes if you fulfill man's material needs, give him bread, give him water, give him a warm place to sleep, all of the needs will be filled and everybody's going to be happy. Peace will break out on earth. That is base materialism. Look, the Bible teaches, the Christian is actually the Old Testament teaches, but the Judeo-Christian teaches.
Curtis, hold that thought. I want you, because you're building up to something, I want you to be able to explain it fully. Curtis Ellis is my guest. We're coming right back live from New York. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. items. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
About this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
AMC.
Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us on Radio Night Live. Every Saturday we come your way on Biz Television, coast to coast. Salem Media Group, great radio stations, and the Genesis Communication Network, along with online outlets like Facebook Live, where you can go on my Facebook page and you can watch and participate and chat and talk. That's facebook.com/KMC01. And we've also got a live Twitter feed going. We've got some of the highlights already being lifted and stuck out into the Twitter sphere. So connect with us. All my social media at TheBingeThinker.com, TheBingeThinker.com, including a preview of my syndicated piece that comes out tomorrow titled Hillary Will Kill Us All. Because she's going to. I'm going to explain how if she becomes president, that will happen. Stick around. Curtis Ellis is my guest. He's a filmmaker, a journalist, a commentator, and he's also done some research. We're talking about the decay in the inner city and how that's connected to Democratic policies. And, Curtis, just before the break, you were building to a crescendo. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get all the way to the top of the mountain.
Hey, yes, we've been to the mountaintop. And I'll tell you what, I was saying, look, the democratic philosophy is basically a materialistic philosophy. It says if you fulfill man's material needs, everything will be okay. So give them some money, give them a warm place to sleep, give them some food, and you will have fulfilled all of man's material needs, and then that's it, that's the end of history. Well, look, Christian teachings, Judeo-Christian teachings, the Bible tells us man will earn his bread by the sweat of his brow. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not some God as prison warden giving us a life sentence at hard labor. No. What this means is we as human beings are fulfilled by working and producing and creating. We were made in the image of the Creator, meaning we want to create. That is how we are fulfilled. So everybody wants a job. Everybody wants to create something so they can fulfill their higher nature. The democratic philosophy does not recognize that. So they're handing out welfare checks, and this creates a cycle of dependency. They're handing out food stamps. Now, maybe they think some of these people doing this, maybe they think they're doing the right thing and we're helping to feed people, but they're not giving them the spiritual bread that people want. And that comes from a job. That comes from working and earning
one thing that's guaranteed is when you enter into a cycle of entitlement and dependency, what you do is you rob the human heart of something that's very important, I think, for a person to thrive and find any hope in life, and it's called ambition. And if you rob somebody of the opportunity to know what ambition is, then you're going to rob them of the success that can come with it. And you hear stories all the time of people that break out of poverty and they get into the middle class and eventually the upper echelon of earnings. And you ask them what was the thing that really caused you to be able to do it? Was it because you had some great, fantastic opportunity that nobody else had? No. I had to work and work and work and work. But what I saw was that the fruit of my labors began to reward me with the success that I sought. And as I worked, the harder I worked, the longer I worked, the more excellently I worked, the better life became. And this is a racially neutral, ethnically neutral principle. If you work hard, you will go further than if you don't work. That is just the bottom line of life. And so when someone, and it's not like inner city communities don't understand that. And that's why, and that's part of the struggle, because you do have a lot of single moms that are working themselves to death, and they're trying to raise kids and hold down jobs and keep homes intact. It's just gotten very hard. We've completely cannibalized the inner city family. And as we have done that, we have put them in worse and worse shape. I'm so thrilled that Donald Trump has chosen to take this seriously and to take it on. And I thought that the tone of what he did today was really wise. Now, what in your understanding of what his intention is, does he intend to continue to go to inner cities across America and to hold similar audiences and to have similar times with people?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Because he this is not just a political ploy. He actually believes this.
Yeah.
He cares. The same way he cares about this country. He doesn't have to do this. He doesn't need the job. He doesn't need the headache. You see all of the insults and smears that he's being subjected to, and they are complete lies. They make him out to be a racist. This man is not a racist.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a racist bone in his body. He cares about our country. He sees it going to the dogs, and he wants to give back to this country that has done so well to him. And when he sees what's happening to the inner cities and to black Americans and Hispanic Americans and pink Americans and green Americans, he cares about them. And so, yes, he's going to keep going to the inner cities. He's going to keep talking to the black community because they've been left behind and they've been hurt most by the very things that he's talking about to everybody else. Look, immigration is taking away jobs from the lower end of the income
right.
scale.
That's true.
You bring in illegal labor that's going to work for, you know,
half the price of what?
Half the price, twice the hours at half the price. They're taking away jobs that used to be filled by the 58% unemployed black youth and the black adults. It's terrible. And the African-American community understands that. I was talking about this poll before. We found that 55% of black Americans believe foreign workers are being used to replace Americans for jobs for lower wages.
Yeah.
This is not 7 out of 10 said businesses that need workers should raise wages and improve working conditions rather than import foreign labor. I mean, so the things that Donald Trump is talking about, just like you said before, these are universal. Just like the desire to work and earn your keep is a universal, race-neutral quality of humanity. And the very issues that Donald Trump is talking about in front of any audience are the same issues he's talking about in front of the black
audience. That's the way it should be. The lack of identity politics is exactly what conservatives should be looking for. Curtis Ellis, thanks for joining us tonight. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right.
It's been great.
Again, he writes at WorldNet Daily and at Huffington Post, and you can follow him on Twitter. A lot of different options to reach Curtis if you would like to. Interesting poll that his group did, though. When we come back, okay, I've been teasing you about this. Why is Hillary going to get us all killed? Why? Well, because there are some very specific things that she's done. I will tell you about those. But she's also just, you know, not that concerned with security. Have you noticed? Have you noticed? She doesn't quite seem to understand that, like, confidential and top secret and special access, all these things mean things. I'm Calvin McCullough. We're being brought to you tonight by MyPillow. Stay with us.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN Team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Well, we are super glad you're with us. It's Saturday Night Live, and we're from New York. It's not Saturday Night Live, the broadcast. It's Radio Night Live, the broadcast, live on Saturday night from New York. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, whether it's on the Biz TV network or on great radio stations coast to coast. 888-340-3373 is my phone number. 888-340-3373. And we're being brought to you in part tonight by the good people at MyPillow. I was just on a trip for 3 weeks, and I took my Go Anywhere MyPillow with me. And, friends, exactly what Mike Lindell told me would happen, happened. I keep proving this thing true again and again. The MyPillow is the greatest piece of sleep technology that's ever been made. So I have my little MyPillow. It's like this big. It's a go-anywhere. It fits literally in the outside pocket of my suitcase. I take it, and in the hotels we stayed at and in the two different homes where we stayed with family, I was able to take that out, scrunch it up just the way I wanted it, put it behind my neck, and within minutes of putting my head on that pillow, I'm in the deepest REM cycle sleep that I can get, and I get it every single night. For 3 weeks, I was on the road. For 3 weeks, I did not miss a single night of REM cycle sleep. And I traveled extensively, friends, and I'm telling you, I never get REM cycle sleep with the crappy pillows that they have at the places that you go, even the relative's house. So, friends, don't ignore this. Get two free Go Anywhere pillows. What? Yeah, you can get two free Go Anywhere pillows. In fact, you can get a free premium pillow. Would you like me to tell you how? Because you could get a free premium pillow and two free Go Anywhere pillows, all from MyPillow, the greatest sleep technology that's ever been invented. How do you do that? First of all, write this phone number down, 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. When the person answers, ask them, say, hey, I was just listening to Kevin McCullough. He said that there's a way I can get three free pillows from MyPillow. And they're going to tell you exactly how to do it. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Here's the small catch. Just buy one at a regular price. You buy one at the regular price, you're going to get three pillows for free, including two Go Anywhere pillows. So you buy a queen at a regular price, they're going to give you a second queen at no additional cost. And then you're going to get two of these go-anywheres that I took with me to California. I only took one of them. The lovely bride took the other one. We got REM cycle sleep every single night. And even when the baby was fussing in the middle, I get up, I get back down. As soon as I put my head on that thing, the way it works is the technology inside the fill. It keeps your cervical nerves relaxed. You get into the deepest REM cycle sleep. They guarantee the pillows to last 10 years, and they warranty them. Anything goes wrong, they will replace them at no cost. And money back for the first 60 days. Friends, it's zero risk. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. I gave the wrong phone number earlier. 800-506-2641. Call and say, I want my three free pillows. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. If they ask you for a promo code, say KMC. That's Kevin McCullough. 800-506-2641. Coming back with hour number two.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. Miracle Strength.